Are you going from doctor to doctor, spending lots of money, and still not getting results? Would you like to know if you are in the healthy spend zone? Hi, I'm Dr. Richard Needle, PhD nutritionist. Call me any Thursday on Station 1 from 5 to 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time for a free dousing reading. Find out if you are really healthy at cell level and how you can reverse and improve multiple health conditions before these conditions are found with medical checkups. I look forward to speaking with you, and thank you. Good evening, everyone. This is Dr. Richard Needle. I am a PhD nutritionist, and I have a private practice in Atlanta, Georgia. And every Tuesday and Thursday, Thursday night is live at 5 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And on Tuesday, it's 8 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. It's a rerun on Tuesday night. And so, been doing so well that I began last fall in the Thursday night slot and have added the Tuesday night. And what I'm doing is to spread the word on something that, frankly, as far as I know, you're not going to have anywhere else, wherever you may listen, or any medical doctor or even holistic healers and doctors that you deal with are not going to be doing what I'm doing. And it is so important that I get this information out that, and BBS has been terrific for the grabbing into and connecting with people who have been going from doctors to doctors, and they've done all the medical doctors around, and then they've gone some of it to holistic, and they're doing one or the other or a combination of the two, and still they don't feel any better, and they're really not getting well. And they are spending a ton of money. And so the people who connect with me, who understand what I am saying, and it rings of truth, it rings of integrity. And folks, you know, I've been on the air now for 3/4 of a year, and what I'm saying to you this evening, for first-time listeners and people who have tuned in to me before, is so authentic. I promise you that if you give me a try for a myriad, for a enormous amount of different health problems that you may have, you're going to find that this is the ultimate answer after my 31, 32 years in this field now, and as far as I know, proven to myself, to my wife, some members of family, and all of the patients that I have throughout the United States and some in Canada, that when they come with me and they are with me for at least 30, 60, 90 days, they realize that the information that I'm talking about tonight will happen for the people who I work with. There is an exception, and it's very rare. Thank you, God. It is very, very rare. And the exception that I have is that if someone has very advanced illnesses, very advanced cancer, Alzheimer patients who have been diagnosed by their doctor as having Alzheimer's, then I immediately, with my dowsing, are able to let you know, yes, I can help you. No, unfortunately, I cannot help you. I don't take anybody on that I cannot help. So what does that do? What does that mean? That means that the people who come to me, the percentage of them, will definitely get better and better and better. And it's not just a specific problem such as arthritis or diabetes. The whole body completely in time gets well. Well, Dr. Needle, how do you do that? What I do and have not done over the last 30 years, but in the last few years of my practice, and I'm now have just turned 72, that I use a method to work with an individual genetics. I work with the individual genetics. I work with the individual blueprint of the patient that I'm working with. And by the way, 95% of my patients are out of state. So I work by phone. That is very typical. And if you were in my office and those patients that come to me or come to Atlanta to see me, your results are going to be the same. It doesn't make any difference. And when I work with genetics and all these years understanding how the body works, and believe me, you name a modality of a diet, a particular antioxidant, a fasting routine, macrobiotics, Atkins, South Beach, all of this stuff, I've directly, mostly directly, and some indirectly been involved through my patients with all of the stuff that's out there. But here's the bottom line. One size does not fit all. Repeat, one size does not fit all. What is happening is if you take people, and all of them, there was a book written years ago about blood type. You take type O's and type A's, okay? Every one of the type O's are different. Every one of the type A's are different within their specific genetics. So when I work with a patient, I am working just for their blueprint, nobody else. No more guessing. No more experimenting. Let's take a look at the other two modalities of health. I'm the third. I am the third modality. And again, I'm on the radio internationally to get the word out, to spread the fact that people can get well with this particular system if it is not very, very advanced in what they have. And it works nearly 100% of the time. Nothing is 100%, okay? There are no absolutes. But I will tell you, folks, it is the closest thing to absolute that I have ever known in my 72 years and 31 to 32 years in this field. So please listen up. And I want to give you a call-in number. And this is for the Thursday night, which happens to be this evening, June the 4th. and I'm going to give you a number where you can call in, 1-888-815-9756, 1-888-815-9756. It's toll free. Call me with any of the questions that you might have that I'm talking about during this 55 minutes that I have, and call me, and I will be delighted to give you a very basic dousing of, are you healthy? Are you in the healthy spin zone for your body? Not necessarily what your medical doctor's blood has said you are, but what are you really? Are you really healthy at cell level? And that is where the dousing comes in. And it is a true blessing. And I'm on a spiritual station, a very spiritual, metaphysical station. And if we have time tonight, I'll give you how this dousing came into my life. And it is actually miraculous in many, many ways with what happens to people who have been on drugs and people who even are on what is called natural, holistic-type healing. So if you'll give me a call, then I will give you a very basic dousing as to, are you in the healthy zone? Are you in the neutral zone where you're getting by? And you're not, there's nothing real serious going on at the moment, or are you in the unhealthy zone? And someone who wants to call in and call, again, that number is 1-888-815-9756. I will cover your heart, the arteries, the diabetic situation, your blood sugar, triglycerides, is there diabetes going on? Okay. And thirdly, cancer. And I'll be able to pick up any traces of it. And if I can help you, the early stages of cancer and early cell level, it will literally go away. And if you contact me and I give you the name of patients that I have all over the country and a couple in Canada that I can think of right now who used to have early stages of cancer, it goes away. And so give me a call anytime during this 55 minutes and I will stop and we'll spend a few minutes. And I think it's wonderful to know, are you really, really healthy? Are you really, really in a neutral zone? Or is there something in the negative spin zone and that I can work with you if you want to join me and you would call me in my office during the week? And while I'm mentioning that, let me give you that number. That's 1-800-653-1056, 1-800-653-1056, Monday through Friday. I'm in the Eastern Standard Zone. You can call me between 9 and 5 Eastern Standard Time, or leave a message and I'll get back with you. There is no charge for the consultation. Certainly if you call me tonight, and if you decide to call me at my office, again, 1-800-653-1056, Monday through Friday, 9 to 5 Eastern Standard Time, there will be a free consultation. I will do the same thing as if you call me tonight. Some people don't like to call in. I'm well aware of that, and I welcome you. Some people call in, and then we talk further during the week, and then they get started. And I've got many, 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 many patients who have come with me as a result of this radio program. And I am so grateful because it is a gift. And let me just mention about the gift of dowsing. First of all, it is these answers, so to speak, or this information is not coming from my thoughts as a nutritionist. If they were, it would be dangerous for me to do this type of work because it would be my opinion, my belief system. It is not any of that. What it is I happen to receive this information, which evolved over the last several years, and has evolved to the point where I can now use it effectively. And I have to tell you, some of these decisions are life and death. They really are, as to which way to go, what works for that specific person. What is it that they're not getting now? They're guessing. Their doctors are guessing. They're experimenting with them. And it is not just medicines. It is not just pharmaceutical drugs, because everything to the masses at this point in time, if nobody's to be blamed, it is guesswork. If you think about it, it is experimenting. Because if it works for A, that doesn't mean it's going to work for B. And they are not able to douse. And there's a whole dousing association out there, and I appreciate their learning and working with dousing. But you know what? I have professional dowsers who come to me because there must be not only integrity, but authenticity and accuracy of what you're doing. Believe me, I would never fool with this practice if it hasn't been the greatest healing. And as I told my wife the other day, whatever happens to Dr. Needle, okay, I have come into this lifetime, and with great modesty, but great truth, tell you that it is one of the most powerful healing modalities on the planet, not just in the United States, on the planet. And those people who do connect with me, okay, and there's no signed contracts, you can stop at any time, I promise you it'll be the best move you ever made for your health. So, if somebody wants to call again, I'll continue on and give you the differences of what I do, and let's start with allopathic medicine, a little over 100 years. We have medical doctors, and our health system is about to be changed. None of that really, whoever is president, that doesn't really affect what I'm talking about. Okay? Whoever should have been president or didn't become the president, if you have, okay, catastrophic coverage in medicine, my patients and me and my wife, okay, we are covered for problems or accidents, reconstructive surgery, emergencies in an automobile accident, God forbid, all of these things that doctors really, really create miracles and do miraculous stuff, putting hands back together, transplants. I'm not talking about that. I'm not beating up on all the medical doctors. But I will tell you that the majority of medicine It is basically this. It is treating a symptom or surgery. It's drugs or surgery. Surgery or drugs. Drugs and or surgery. And that's what it's all about. They are not working with the underlying cause of high blood pressure, high cholesterol, not sleeping at night, arthritis, cancer, all the fibromyalgia, autoimmune diseases, on and on and on. They are palliating or treating a symptom, pushing down that symptom to manage it. So what is healthcare in this country? Healthcare, ladies and gentlemen, healthcare is nothing but taking and managing a disease. That's not healthcare. It's managing diseases. That's what the whole industry and the pharmaceutical industry behind it is all about. What if you had a program that began to do away with whatever is going on in your problem, in your system? I don't care what it is. Whether you're telling me that you have eczema, or whether you're telling me that you're having memory problems or arthritis or heart disease or blocked arteries, we can go on and on and on and on and on. What is happening is that the body, okay, is being treated, and guesswork and experimentation based on studies. Well, this, so many people got better, their symptom went away. But underneath, a problem occurs somewhere else in your body. When you suppress a symptom and you push it down and you give isolated synthetic chemicals called pharmaceutical drugs, that drug will maybe work. You take an aspirin and the headache goes away. But what's causing the headache? What is causing these problems? Does the medical community care? Absolutely not. Who cares? I use drugs and surgery. I'm not interested. I haven't studied it. It's not given in medical schools. In recent years, I go back to when there was almost no nutritional studies in medical schools, and at that time, the medical community said, that's a bull, that's baloney. All of that is baloney about nutrition, what you eat and with disease. It has nothing to do with what you eat. It wasn't that long ago, folks. So, let's look at people who have moved over to holistic, more natural healing. And this is where Dr. Needle, for the early years of my practice, was in that same category. Guessing what pills people needed. Guessing what type of exercise that's right for their body. Guessing, because I gave it to two patients the other day and it's working for them. So I'll experiment with you, Joe, and see how that works for you. It sounds like, am I making this stuff up? No, it's true. Believe me, it's true. My results show that the truth of it all. And again, it is the blessing of picking up information and a dowsing rod. It's really a little pendulum. It brings and gives me specific information by vibration. It's vibrational medicine, if you want to call it. It is all about energy. That's what we are. We're nothing but energy. And it's picking up and tuning in at cell level what's going on in an individual's body. Amazing, yet very, very accurate. And there are sometimes in one of these programs, we'll bring on some of the people, let them call in, or we may read one or two of the testimonials. And if you can contact us, if you want to talk directly to them about a specific problem of osteoporosis, for instance, that somebody not only has it stopped in this woman's body, but it is in one area in her right hip. In her right hip, it reversed itself to osteopenia, which is the early stage of osteoporosis. It reverted back. Very, very unusual. Thank you, God. Another great gift. So, going back to these holistic healers, they're using natural stuff. It's not drugs, but they are still treating. They're still treating the patient. They're treating the symptom. They're taking red yeast rice as an example. And maybe there are people out there who are listening tonight that take it or know somebody in the family or friends that are taking it. And it'll lower cholesterol. But it's what causes the cholesterol to be high in the first place. What causes high blood pressure? So the answer for the medical community and the holistic community is that I'll give you something. It's either a drug or it's holistically natural, but it's still the same problem goes on. And let me tell you what happens. It goes in and not only suppresses the symptom, but the body knows that it is a foreign substance. It is not phytonutrient therapy or plant therapy, which I use in my practice, but vibrationally that connected and knowingly works for the individual's own particular genetics. And so it can, this substance, let's take a pharmaceutical drug, the body says, I've got to either get rid of this or store it. And if it doesn't get rid of it, it stores in the cells somewhere else. And guess what? Where would it be? Where would it be? Where would it be stored? I'll answer the question. In another predisposition in your system. Predisposition. Weakness. Genetic weakness. Somebody gets breast cancer. Somebody else gets prostate cancer. Someone else has arrhythmia, irregular heartbeat, and it goes on and on. And if you look back into your genetics, it runs in the family. And that's what you were born with, and that's what it comes in, and that's what you work with. But there's so much that if you give the body what it really needs for its blueprint, for its own specific genetics, not your mate, not your children, not your brothers and sisters and aunts, every individual is different, every single one. No two people are alike. Therefore, give you a I love this example because everybody, if they've been into a health food store or read about it, knows the value of green tea, knows the value of this all these polyphenols and antioxidants that are so wondrous for the human body. It's not for everyone. It's not for everyone. It is highly irritating at cell level, and I have patient after patient after patient who's on that stuff, and it's irritating them, and you don't even know it in most cases. You don't know because it's at cell level. You are irritated, and after you're irritated, you get inflammation, and the medical community agrees with this. They totally agree with this. Once you get irritated, and inflammation, they say, is the early stages of disease. That's true, but before that, there's irritation, before the inflammation, before the actual tumor, or before the diabetes develops, or whatever it is. And so, in my specific practice, by using a dousing technique, that information comes in through me, and I know, okay, not only is it coming in to me, but my angels are at work. Whether you believe in angels or you don't believe in angels, you know it doesn't matter. You don't have to believe that whether this dousing is working for you. It doesn't matter. It just does. It just works. It's up to you. It's where you're at in your spiritual growth or whatever is going on there, but those people who are open, and there are people who tell me, you know, Dr. Needle, I'm connecting, and when you were talking last night, and I'm just, everything rang of truth. Well, that's the openness, and that is the integrity that's connecting with people, and gosh, those people, if you believe in placebos, those are the people who listen and do as much as possible without, you know, getting too anal and making it their lives so spastic, because I don't have that kind of program. It works with whatever you're doing, and there's any sacrifices that are made, particularly with the eating plan, which I'll go into before the end of the program. So, I am specifically working with your genes, your particular vibrations that I pick up. And as I said, the accuracy is near 100%. So, what I do is to take a 7-page chart of categories of food. This is not a diet. Repeat, this is not a diet. It is letting you know these are the foods that are causing you sickness and disease in your body. The primary cause, not absolute. Remember, there's nothing absolute. It's the primary cause of sickness and disease. Work on, or either drop now, it's your choice, as to what these specific foods that are irritating you. And over again, the patient is shocked because, Dr. Needle, I thought I was eating right. What is eating right? What is eating right? It's all a guess. It's all experimentation. If you're lucky, you may hit it. Most people don't. Most people think they're eating right, and they're not. So, you will know the foods that are okay to eat, and the foods to begin to either wean off or completely get off, because they're contributing, as I said earlier, they're contributing to your ill health. What happens? Do I give you a pill for energy? No. As the body heals and it begins to eat more of the foods that are right for its own blueprint, genetics, its own, nobody else's, and the right supplements that vibrate this vibrational energy that are absolutely right on for that particular human being, the body works towards a homeostasis, fancy word for balance, a fancy word for balance. When the body is in balance, what a concept I'm going to tell you now. What a concept. The body will heal itself. No matter what's going on, the body will heal itself. Well, Dr. Needle, I've got high blood pressure, and I've got diabetes, and I've got short-term memory problems, or long-term memory problems. Do I know what the body's going to heal first? No. I could probably douse it, but I don't need to. The body decides what it's going to heal by what is the most serious problem in your system, and then go to the next problem, the next problem. It is the infinite wisdom, the God-given infinite wisdom that's inside of all of us. If you give the body the right food, if you give for its genetics, not just right food, for its genetics, if you give the body the right nutritional supplementation, yes, 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 there is no one who can possibly get everything they need, even if they are eating organic food and live out on a farm and grow everything for themselves. You will never, never, never get what I have in my practice for me, my wife, and all the patients that come to me. You will never get high levels of health. See, I'm not talking about getting by. I'm not talking like going to the health food store or getting on the internet and trying this new acai berry. Or I hear mangosteen is good. Okay. Or I hear grapeseed extract. My cousin's taking it. She feels great. You know, that doesn't mean she's healthy. She may be irritated and stimulated by it and not really absorbing and assimilating in her body. So the soils are depleted. By the time we get food from California, produce, as an example, coming from California to Atlanta, how fresh is it? Not that fresh. Number two, look at all the processed food that's being eaten. Three, after 10 years, if you even rotate the crops, after 10 years, the trace minerals, the inert minerals, all the specific minerals that used to be in our soil are depleted. It's impossible to say, I eat right, I don't need to take supplements. What you're doing is rationalizing. You are not right. You're kidding yourself. And yeah, you're saving some money. But let me tell you something. In a way, you are saving money. And why do I mention this? The reason I mention it is that the patients who come to me, 99.5% of what they are buying, these supplements and protein shakes and bars, are not right for their blueprint. They're not right for their system. And so, they're not getting healthier. High levels of health. I'm going to stop a minute and tell you, at 72 this past May, I take no medicines, no over-the-counter medicines. It is not my religious belief, folks. It's because I don't need them. I don't need cholesterol medicine. I don't need to be suppressed symptoms of high blood pressure. I don't need anything for arthritis. I don't wear my glasses, and if I have sufficient light, I can read. And I don't need to have a magnification even to read anymore. So the older that I get, and the older that my wife gets, and my wife, Jackie, who comes on this program, I think she was on last week, but she comes on, we ran a archive because we were not in the office and not able to talk live last week, so we ran an older archive hour. My wife, a year and a half ago, decided that she wanted life insurance, and she applied for it. A medical doctor gave her a physical, and the results came back, and the results were Preferred Plus. We have a patient who is an insurance agent, and she said, Jackie, do you realize what that means? She said, well, I knew it was unusual. And she said, unusual? It's basically unheard of for a woman your age, 70, not having high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and on and on and on. No diabetes and circulation. Everything was very, very good. Was that a fluke? I don't think so, because it's happening to all of our patients who stay with me and work the program that we offer. So no matter where you're at and what's going on, it's never too late, whether you are 12, 13 years old or whether you're in your 70s or 80s or 90s, as long as you're alive, it's never too late for the human body to build itself back. Now, I used to have arthritis in my right hip. I am an ex-smoker from age 19 to 42 years old. I smoke 2 to 3 packs of cigarettes a day. And for a long time, I experimented on natural herbs and supplements to heal my bronchial tubes and to heal my lungs. Ladies and gentlemen, not until I began this program that as of today, I go back and can hike in the Georgia mountains because I feel like it and my breathing is wonderful, like I was much, much younger. You know, when I do a dowsing, I ask a patient, do you want me to tell you your real age as well as, you know, what your chronological age is? And it's very, very interesting, I have to tell you, because anything and everything that I say comes from my heart and comes from truth. Both Jackie and I are approximately close to 30 years younger inside in our bodies. We are both approximately 30 years younger than our early 70s inside, and we were never like that, nor was our genes coming from superior genetics, where we had, you know, centurions and all of this baloney, not on either side. We had the typical cancer in the early 70s and heart disease, and my mother lived to 81. But she had been damaged by drugs and Harvard Medical School said, your mother brain has been damaged by allopathic, psychotropic, or psychiatric drugs. Ladies and gentlemen, this was over 30 years ago. And I was told that if I wanted to exhume my mother's body, I could do that and have homes just like Oprah in all these different parts of the world and have been living on Easy Street financially. And so I didn't want to do that, and it was a gift for my mother. Why I do this work today, and to understand that it is a mission when I talk to you and tell you something, okay? If we have specific minerals, and I can find better minerals, because I don't use anything that's in the stores or on the internet. It's all made for me because it's vibrational medicine. And so if I have the right stuff, I can guarantee the body's going to get better no matter what it is. And so this has been an evolvement and a lifetime for me. In the early years, I guessed and I experimented like all the other alternative medical doctors out there and all of the acupuncturists and nutritional chiropractors. I never did medicine because, as you know, I'm a PhD, not a medical doctor. But that was a supreme gift for me. And I want to tell you, because I have a few more minutes, I want to tell you and continue this story after Harvard Medical School let me know what happened to my mother. I'm going to back up a little bit and tell you that after my mother died, I went to a wedding in South Carolina, and at 10 o'clock at night, I decided that I wanted to go to the hot tub. And I went to the hot tub, and there was a fellow who was in the hot tub, and we started talking. And I told him what I was in Charleston, South Carolina for, and he said, I am from Harvard Medical School, and I am going around the country teaching the medical students about drugging in the elderly. Oh, my goodness, drugging in the elderly. Well, doctor, do you have a few minutes? Captured audience. And there it was, after 10 o'clock at night, I'm telling him this story. He says, send me your mother's records. And I said, oh, I can't get my mother's record. He said, of course you can. They don't own your mother's records. You get them and you send them to me at my Harvard address, and I will get back to you within 3 weeks. Well, he called and said, there's no question that this is a cover-up from the internist and the psychiatrist, and you have a major lawsuit, but you would have to dig up your mother's body. Can you imagine, folks? And so I decided that there's got to be a better way than to cut, burn, and poison people into health, call allopathic medicine or regular medicine. Got to be a better way than to cut, burn, and poison people into health. That's the disease management that I mentioned at beginning of the hour. And so I started and left the corporate world, went back to school to get my doctorate. And there's, fast forward, one more side of this story that I would like to share this evening. My wife, Jackie, and I, in Atlanta, years ago, started teaching low-carb eating. I now know that low-carb is not for everyone. It's for some people. High protein can be a danger to one body and be right for the next. How do you know? Ladies and gentlemen, you are guessing. I will let you know if you decide to come with me. And you'll know what protein and how much percentage a day. You're not going to be measuring. You're just going to know this is good for my body, and it lets me know now because I've stuck with this program. Anyway, as a pioneer in this business, Dr. Atkins heard about us and other nutritionists and holistic medical doctors who were teaching low carb when he was alive and invited us up to New York for a weekend. And we met with him and went to lunch, and I saw in the New York Times that there was a lady who was going to be in Manhattan that evening at a church. And her name is Rosemary Alte, A-L-T-E-A, Rosemary Alte, a foreign woman from England who's a medium. And I really connected when I read that book, so I knew who she was. And I said to Jackie, I'd like to go. I said, sure. And we went. And I sat on the aisle in this church, and she talked a while, and she walked around, and she's coming down the aisle, and she points to me, said, sir, would you please stand up? So I stood up. She said, your mother is standing behind you. And it was like, wow. I didn't turn around. I just was frozen listening. She, Rosemary, said she has two things that she wants you to know about. Number one, there's nothing you could have done to have helped her back prior to her death. And number two, use your hands more. Use my hands more. Well, that evening and for a while, I didn't know what that meant. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the dowsing. That's the dowsing. That was the gift my mother gave me that I should start with. And this is, in my total belief, is why this is so accurate. Because it is not typical dowsing. So I want to share that tonight, and I want people to understand from whence I come. Okay? I'm not another healer out there who is experimenting and guessing what the individual needs. It really, really works. And so, if you are interested and would like to call me during the week, Eastern Standard Time, 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, and if I'm not in, leave your name and number and I'll get right back with you. I will go over in a brief consultation. I will let you know about the eating plan. I'll let you know about the supplements, the cost, where you are in the healthy spin zone. Are you in the healthy spin zone? Are you in the neutral spin zone? or are you in the unhealthy spin zone? And ladies and gentlemen, can you afford my practice? First of all, it's very reasonable. I make it very reasonable because I want more and more people, particularly right now in these economic times, to be able to afford to work with me. Can you afford not to have me? I take hundreds and hundreds of dollars that people are spending with guessing and spending with experimentation and buying stuff that's recommended on the radio and television and on and on. The resveratrol. Okay, first of all, you would have to drink 20, Dr. Oz says, 18 to 20 bottles of red wine a day. So take my pill. Take my concentrated pill. Let me tell you that, folks, it's not for everyone. I'm going to leave you with this tonight. Beware. That doesn't mean it's going to work and be a phenomenal antioxidant. It's no different than anything else. One size does not fit all. Give me a call at 1-800-653-1056 Eastern Time, 1-800-653-1056. I'll get back with you, or I'll answer the phone, and we'll go from there. Good night. God bless.